Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello friends, my name is Anne Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. My name is Gabe and you are watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, we have a very exciting article for you today and we are starting off with a question. Why do you think so many people travel to see geysers?
Well, really, you could replace that question, that word geyser, with a lot of other things. For example, like earlier this month, we talked about the Northern Lights. Why do so many people travel to see the Northern Lights? Well, they're very unique, right? Why would so many people travel to see geysers? You can't see them everywhere in the world, but they're a very interesting natural phenomenon. I think that's why a lot of people want to go travel out of their way to see geysers. If I had the chance to go to Yellowstone, I would totally take it. That's where a lot of these geysers are located. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think geysers are a very unique phenomenon to see, friends, and we are talking and learning all about them today. Let's get into our first reading right now for our article called Geysers.
Geysers, the science behind this incredible phenomenon. People sit waiting on a semicircle of benches at a moderate distance from a small steaming cone. The anticipation grows as the steam increases in intensity. Suddenly, a jet of hot water rockets into the sky, and a sea of cell phones records the event. Scenes like this play out daily in Yellowstone National Park at the world's most famous geyser, Old Faithful, which erupts like clockwork approximately every 90 minutes.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来学副词。Approximately, 意思是大约、差不多。来看例句。The flight takes approximately 6 hours from New York to London. 从纽约飞往伦敦的航班大约需要六个小时。它的形容词是 approximate, 意思是大概的、近似的。譬如 The approximate cost of the repairs for his car was over $1,000.他的汽车维修费大约1000多美元。它的名词是 approximation, 意思是粗略估计或近似值。譬如 ,we can use a rough approximation until we get the exact figures. 在得到确切数字之前,我们可以先用一个粗略的估计。
Okay, thank you so much, Jack. Friends, I hope you're ready to take a look at some of the vocabulary we can use to talk about geysers. We read here the science behind this incredible phenomenon. People sit waiting on a semicircle of benches at a moderate distance from a small steaming cone.
Well, let's take a look at that word semicircle or semicircle. This is half of a circle's shape. So if you can imagine just taking the circle and cutting it in half, that is a semicircle. For example, you can talk about other things that look kind of like a semicircle. The desks were arranged in a semicircle around the teacher.
Okay, so this is a shape, and we see here that these benches are arranged in this shape. The anticipation grows as the steam increases in intensity. We see this word anticipation, friends. This means a feeling of excitement about something that will happen.
That's right. For example, Lucy waited in anticipation for the concert to begin. Are you really excited about something that's going to happen soon? Well, you could say that you are anticipating that event.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we usually use this word when we're talking about something we know is going to happen.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
you're just excited in general, that's okay too, but we wouldn't say you are anticipating something
you're
at
just,
that point.
You're just an excitable person.
Yeah, well, some people are like that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yes, if you are looking forward to something specific though, then we could use this word. Well, friends, the anticipation grows as the steam increases in intensity. Suddenly, a jet of hot water rockets into the sky and a sea of cell phones record the event. Well, that's an interesting way to describe what's going on here. A lot of people are bringing out their cell phones. They're bringing them up so that they can record what's going on. And I guess from above, it could look like a sea of cell phones.
That's very interesting. Well, we read on here, scenes like this play out daily in Yellowstone National Park at the world's most famous geyser. Now, we see this term to play out, friends. This means to happen or to develop over time. Here's an example of how you could use that in a sentence. Let's see how the game will play out before we make a decision.
All right, so this happens all the time at Yellowstone National Park. And of course, we're going to talk about the world's most famous geyser. It's called Old Faithful. I don't know how old I was when I learned about Old Faithful, probably in middle school or maybe even elementary school. I mean, this geyser has been around for a long time, and there is a reason, a good reason, why it's called Old Faithful.
Yeah, that's right. We find out about that in this next part here, which erupts like clockwork, approximately every 90 minutes. Let's talk about a few of those terms, friends. First, we have that word erupts.
Erupt. This is suddenly bursting out with force. For example, we use this word to talk about volcanoes. The volcano erupts every few years.
And this geyser, Old Faithful, erupts like clockwork. If something happens like clockwork, it means that it happens regularly and it happens on time. Just like you use a clock to tell time and you can say something happens at a certain time, if something happens like clockwork, it always happens in the same amount of time or at the same time.
For example, one of my neighbors, he goes out on a walk every morning like clockwork. It's roughly around the same time. He always seems to do this. It is his routine. And here we're talking about something else that seems like a routine, and that is when Old Faithful erupts. It happens like clockwork, approximately every 90 minutes. We do have more to learn, so let's get into our next reading.
Geysers. Under Earth's crust, a layer called the mantle, which is characterized by extremely high temperatures, 900 degrees Celsius, and high pressure, melts rock into magma. In volcanic areas, magma lies close to the Earth's surface and heats underground water. When this water flows out gradually, the result is a hot spring. But in special cases, the water becomes trapped in a deep underground chamber. As it continues to heat, the pressure builds because the water can't escape easily.
Magma 意思呢是岩浆。 特别是指还在地底下未喷出的部分，譬如 The volcano erupted, releasing magma that flowed down its slopes in red-hot rivers. 火山爆发，释放出来的岩浆如滚烫的河流般沿着山坡流下。当 magma 喷出地表之后，就成为 lava， 也就是熔岩。譬如 After the magma reached the surface。 It cooled and hardened into lava. 岩浆到达地表之后，冷却变硬，形成了熔岩。来学一个相关的形容词，igneous， 意思呢是火成的。igneous rock 是指火成岩。譬如 Igneous rocks are formed through the cooling of magma or lava, creating interesting structures and shapes. 火成岩是由岩浆或熔岩冷却后所形成，产生出有趣的结构与形状。
Okay, let's learn a little bit more about this phenomenon, friends. Under Earth's crust, a layer called the mantle, which is characterized by extremely high temperatures and high pressure, melts rock into magma. There are so many terms in this sentence, so let's break it down one by one.
Let's talk about the crust, shall we? The crust is the outer layer of something. Of course, here we're talking about the Earth. It's the outer layer of the Earth. Earth's crust covers the whole planet.
And maybe you've heard this term before when we talk about a pie crust. That is the outer layer of a pie. And oftentimes when I hear the word crust, I think of something kind of hard.
Kind of hard and maybe crusty.
Yes, right? Crusty.
Yeah. What about pizza? Like the end piece, we also call the crust, right?
We do. It's the absolute outside part of the pizza.
Yeah, the pizza crust. Sometimes kids, at least a lot of kids I know, they like to eat the rest of the pizza and then they leave the crust. They don't like to eat the crust. So I like to finish the crust. But here we're talking about the Earth's crust, okay, the outer layer, a layer called the mantle. Let's talk about this layer. The mantle is the thick layer of rock beneath the Earth's crust.
Okay, the mantle moves slowly under the surface. So this is the part of the Earth that can shift a little bit.
Okay, so this is characterized by extremely high temperatures and high pressure. So let's take a look at that phrase, to be characterized by something. This means described as having what kind of qualities?
Okay, let's use characterized by in an example sentence, friends. The desert is characterized by its dry climate. Okay, we see something else here. We also see high pressure. Now, what does pressure mean?
Well, let's talk about pressure. I think all of us understand pressure, at least depending on the meaning, but pressure is force applied on or within something. For example, when we're talking about something physical, you could say the pressure inside the balloon kept rising. And here we're talking about the pressure that you could find at this part of the Earth.
Okay, so we're talking about the crust of the Earth and then the mantle under that. In volcanic areas, magma lies close to the Earth's surface and heats underground water. When this water flows out gradually, the result is a hot spring. I think many of us are familiar with hot springs. The water is heated from inside of the Earth.
That's right. Don't get too close to a super hot spring, or at least don't get inside a hot spring if you're not sure how hot it actually is. All right, well, let's take a look at this phrase, flow out. This means move or come out smoothly.
For example, water might flow out of a river into the lake. Now, we read on here that this is what happens when water flows out slowly. But in special cases, the water becomes trapped in a deep underground chamber. As it continues to heat, the pressure builds because the water can't escape easily.
Okay, so this is all going on beneath the Earth's surface in that layer called the mantle. So this water is slowly building up a lot of pressure. Well, where's the water going to escape? That's what geysers are all about. We have more to learn about this right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Build something up. Have you ever seen a geyser? Water just sits there quiet until suddenly, boom, it explodes into the air. Why? Because pressure builds up underneath. The word build usually means to construct something like a house, a tower, or even a Lego masterpiece. But it's also used in figurative ways, especially when things slowly increase over time. For example, stress builds up before exams. There was a lot of tension building up in the room. Trash built up over the week. Yikes. this idea also shows up in nouns. A buildup of emotion, a buildup of dust. It's all about something accumulating quietly until you notice. That's why we often contrast it with words like release or let off steam. Too much pressure? You need to release it before you explode, just like a geyser. We also build relationships, build trust, and build momentum. So whether it's pressure or progress, build doesn't always need bricks, it just needs time. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Geysers. Eventually, the water reaches its boiling point and turns into steam. The steam rapidly expands, pushing upward through cracks in the ground. This creates a powerful burst of water and steam called a geyser. After the eruption, the pressure drops and the water left behind cools. Then more water flows into the chamber until enough water accumulates and the process begins again.
Accumulate 意思是累积或堆积, 譬如, over time, dust can accumulate on surfaces that aren't regularly cleaned. 随着时间过去, 没有定期清洁的表面会堆积灰尘。 Accumulate 的名词是 accumulation, 意思是堆积或累积, 譬如, the accumulation of snow on the old farmhouse's roof caused it to collapse. 老农舍屋顶的积雪造成屋顶倒塌。 相关的形容词是 cumulative, 重音在第一音节,意思是累积的,渐增的。譬如, her success was the result of cumulative effort over many years. 她的成功是累积多年努力的成果。以上就是今天的Language Lab,我们下次见。
All right, so we have all of this water building up, the pressure is increasing. What happens? Eventually, the water reaches its boiling point and turns into steam.
Well, let's talk about the boiling point of something. This is the temperature at which a liquid turns into gas.
Here's an example. Water reaches its boiling point at 100 degrees Celsius. All right, so the water has reached its boiling point. The steam rapidly expands, pushing upward through cracks in the ground.
Okay, well, let's talk about that word upward. This is moving to a higher place.
For example, the bird flew upward into the sky. Sometimes this is just talking about going in a certain direction. Okay, so the steam is expanding. It's pushing upward through cracks in the ground. This creates a powerful burst of water and steam, and that is called a geyser.
Well, a geyser is a burst of water and steam. A burst of something is a sudden, strong release of something. For example, a burst of hot air poured into the classroom.
Or maybe you could feel a burst of cold air when you walk by a very cold air conditioner. Or maybe when someone opens the door from outside and it's very, very cold outside, you might feel a burst of cold air. But here, we're not talking about air, we are talking about water bursting out of the ground.
Water and steam, right? Mostly water, that's what we think of with a geyser. Well, after the eruption, the pressure drops and the water left behind cools. What does it mean if something is left behind? That means it's not taken, or sometimes it could mean it's forgotten as well. You could use this phrase in other situations. Mia left behind her backpack on the bus, or she accidentally left her backpack behind on the bus.
Don't leave your children behind at school. Make sure you remember to pick them up. So what's being left behind here is the water that's still in the ground. The water is starting to cool off again, and then more water flows into the chamber, until enough water accumulates and the process begins again. Now, we see this word chamber here, friends, and let's talk about what that means for a minute. We're talking about a closed room or a closed space.
That's right. You could even talk about someone's bedroom as being their bed chamber, depending on where you are. You could say the castle had a secret underground chamber, this room or space down there. But here we're talking about this area beneath the Earth's crust that can be described as a chamber, depending on where you are, right? If it is a closed space, then there are chambers down there in that layer called the mantle.
So this is really interesting because it seems like geysers don't just erupt once. They're usually erupting over and over again because this process is kind of going on in a circle. And Old Faithful is so special because this cycle takes almost the exact amount of time each time it happens. It's very faithful.
It's very faithful because that's, you know, we could talk about that too. What is one meaning of the word faithful? Is something that stays true to its definition or stays true to somebody else, for example. So that's why we call it Old Faithful. You can always rely on it or always depend on it. That's what makes a faithful person or a faithful thing. So I would love to see Old Faithful. Have you visited Old Faithful before?
I haven't. I've never seen a geyser up close before.
Yeah, neither have I.
Yeah,
I've been to plenty of hot springs.
Yes, same. So hot springs are something I'm familiar with. I guess it's kind of a similar thing, right? The water is coming from a place in the ground where it's become very hot, but we've maybe never been to places where the water becomes trapped in that chamber.
That's right. With hot springs, the pressure is not exactly the same as with geysers. Well, friends, that's not all we have to learn about geysers, but we are at the end of our lesson today. It is time for us to go to today's usage tip.
The usage tip 要来看主词加动词，逗号接现在分词或是过去分词的句型，两者作为补充说明，逻辑主语都需要与主句相同。使用现在分词表示主动进行或是伴随动作，表示同时发生原因或结果。如果使用过去分词，则是表示被动或完成状态，说明附加情况或是背景。这个句型常常会出现于书面的用语，让句子更简洁生动。来看一个例句 ：We finished the meeting, feeling satisfied with the results. 我们结束了会议，对结果感到满意。
Friends, we have reached the end of today's lesson, but before we go, let's take a moment to review some of the things we talked about in our lesson today.
Yeah, well, we talked about some words that are related to geysers and this natural phenomenon. One word, here's a little quiz for you. What is the word? It's a verb that has to do with coming out suddenly from somewhere. Here's a hint. You can also use the word to talk about volcanoes. Do you know what word I'm talking about?
You're talking about the word erupt. For a moment, I thought you were talking about the word or term to burst out, which does have a similar meaning, but erupt is the one we use for geysers and for volcanoes.
Yeah, that's right. So erupting, bursting out, we talked about the pressure that happens in the mantle, that layer underneath the Earth's crust. What's something else that you remember from today's lesson?
Well, I remember that word chamber. That's a really interesting one that we talked about today when something is a closed room or a closed space. And this could be something like in a house, or it could be something underground, like a cave that's totally closed off.
That's right. So today, we spent a lot of time just talking about how a geyser works. And the next part of our lesson, we're going to learn about the different geysers around the world and what makes them special as well. There is a lot more to learn about geysers, but that's all the time we have for today.
That's right, friends. So we will see you next time. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Gabe, saying see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.